Medical Journal, Parents Should Lose Veto Power Over Children Going Trans. By Neil Munro on July 12, 2021. Governments should exclude parents who oppose the hormonal and surgical transformation of their children, according to an article published in the Establishment Journal of Medical Ethics. When parents reject their children's claim to be transgender, parents should lose veto power over most transition-related pediatric care, wrote author Maura Priest, a candidate professor at Arizona State University. Trained medical scientists should defer to the children's wishes once they decide that the children are informed and competent to make a lifetime decision over their medical health, sexual relations, and reproductive choices, Priest argues in the June 8 article. If the medical community is to take LGBT testimony seriously, as they should, then it is no longer the job of physicians to do their own weighing of the costs and benefits of transition-related care. Assuming the patient is informed and competent, then only the child patient can make this assessment, because only the patient has access to the true weight of transition-related benefits. Taking LGBT patient testimony seriously also means that parents should lose veto power over most transition-related pediatric care, Priest argues. Most of the article is hidden behind a paywall. The summary of the article is readily available through the government's PubMed.gov site. The article's publication is another shuffle step by the medical sector, which is seeking to quietly grab more power and status from the parents who create, nurture, raise and educate the next generation of Americans. The article has no legal or regulatory power. Still, its publication encourages like-minded judges, doctors, and politicians to further expand the sector's legal authority, customer base, and revenues, despite the public opposition. So far, many thousands of boys and girls have been nudged, pulled, and pushed into declaring that they feel psychological distress over the male or female sex of their bodies. The declarations have spurred a growing wave of expensive treatments that have yet to show any clear evidence of success. President Joe Biden's administration is eager to accelerate to support the claims people deserve treatment for distress over the supposedly wrong sex of their bodies. The administration seeks to push those claims because they help the progressive doctrine that taxpayers' dollars should be used to liberate people from any constraints on their freedom. But the transgender claims also justify a greater role for university-trained specialists, ethicists, laws, and regulations in American society. Progressive reporters largely back this political movement in the establishment media, few of whom show any skepticism about transgender claims. Yet, there is little scientific or medical evidence of any benefits from the offered treatments for this claimed psychological distress, such as puberty-blocking hormones, surgery, and a wide variety of civic regulations. The regulation includes corporate pressure on employees and customers to validate people's claims to have changed their sex. Many establishment medical professionals denounce fellow professionals who spotlight the health risks from drugs, hormones, and surgery, or the sexual and social isolation of people who claim to be transgender are the alternative mental health sources of the children's claims. Yet there is growing testimony that the medical damage to children caused by progressives is large and growing. Few establishment media outlets are reporting on the number of youths who reverse their claims to being transgender. A growing number of polls and public debates show that the American public is growing increasingly alarmed at their government's aggressive rewriting of rules that were developed to help the two complementary sexes, girls and boys, men and women, compete and cooperate. For example, a September 2020 poll of 3,500 likely voters, conducted by Spry Strategies and sponsored by the Women's Liberation Front, showed that 54% of voters strongly oppose children undergoing physical sex-related surgery or taking cross-sex hormones. Just 8% strongly agreed. So far, few of the leading national GOP politicians have denounced the transgender expansion.